Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is Snow White and the Huntsman. Well, in a modern twist of the classic, Charlize Theron is the evil queen who wants to keep Kristen Stewart from becoming the fairest in the land. Well, she sends Chris Hemsworth after her to retrieve her heart.
You are the fairest, but there is another destined to surpass you.
Lips red as blood, hair black as night. Bring me your heart, my dear Snow White.
So this is not your mother's Snow White. There's no G-rated animation here. This one is much darker and more exciting than the original. Obviously, some of that excitement is from Chris Hemsworth, of course. After all, if you're running for your life, who would be more exciting to be chased by? Even better if he actually catches you. But there's also lots of action, new creatures, special effects, and some mystery here and there. And a few surprises along the way. Like Kristen Stewart actually has a little bit of a personality. No offense, but we've kind of gotten used to not seeing much. Then there's Charlize, who's nothing but personality, and in a good way. She can really pull off evil. And not to forget the dwarves. Yep, the dwarves are here, but you won't get dancing and singing dwarves in this version. So if you're up for a whole new approach to the children's story, this one is for you. Now if you're up for something not a classic in any way and likely to never be, the second movie of the week is Sound of My Voice. A couple decides to infiltrate a local cult so they can document and report what is really happening. What's really happening, though, isn't as obvious as you would expect, especially when they get pulled in.
Somewhere in the valley, there is a woman living in a basement. She's actually amassing followers, these people who believe that she'll lead them to salvation or whatever. And yes, she's dangerous, but we have to see this thing through all the way.
Well, what if she is?
From the future? No one is from the future.
Now, I am a fan of movies that can convey an important message on a very low budget, and I am not a fan of a movie that can't convey any message at all, no matter how big or small the budget. Oh sure, this movie has some intrigue, a secret handshake, and good acting, but it absolutely has no point. We already know that people fall for just about anything. Just look how many people actually buy the clapper. Here's a tip. If you hear someone say to you, "Hear the sound of my voice," plug your ears, turn around, and run away at full speed, all the while yelling, "There's no place like home!" Or how about just avoiding those creepy cults altogether and go get a Starbucks or something to temporarily avoid reality? And while you're avoiding reality, you might as well avoid this movie too. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, the sound of my voice is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.